Hey, welcome to Creative for More, the podcast. Over here, our conversations are centered around birthing the more that exists within you. We help you mine your originality, live more resiliently, and leverage all of your experiences so that you can serve the world as the highest expression of yourself. My guests will challenge your thinking and give you practical insights for being more, doing more, and having more. My name is Tomba Muswagu, and I am your host. Let's get started.
Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to today's installment of More Insights. I am super excited to be here on a solo show, just chatting my heart out to you. So what are we going to be talking about today? Today, it is all about your excuses. Yes, you know those ones that you put out there and, you know, are the reasons why you can't do the thing supposedly that you should be doing? Yes, they're on the front line today, and we're going to be discussing your excuses. And in particular, the question is, your potential buried underneath your excuses? So this might be slightly uncomfortable for some. I'm hoping it's uncomfortable for you. And more than that, I'm hoping that it gets you to do something. So if you hear yourself in the scheme, in the thread of anything I'm going to be saying today, I'm hoping that it motivates you, it activates you to do the opposite of what I am referring to, right? So I want to start off by this quote by Winston Churchill, which is so great. And it says, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, and an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. And you and I both know people like that who once you're saying something, they can already see why that won't work, you know? But what we have to be are glass half full type of people that are constantly seeing why and how and in which way, which form, you know, a thing can work, because there is always a way. And if you have of that mindset, you stand a much greater chance to being successful at the things that you put your heart in and in life in general, right? So the core of the reason why we make these excuses that I'm going to be talking about today is really, really stems from our beliefs. And I'm going to be shedding light on some of the beliefs and some of the things that are stopping us from doing the things that we should be doing. You know, there's some people that just are just very, very comfortable, and rightly so, because, you know, change can be scary, right? Change will require you to do something that you haven't done before. And a lot of times it's scary for people. So I get you, right? But should we be stuck there? No, the answer is a big, fat, resounding no. So what it is that, you know, the beliefs and some of the beliefs that have been solidified in us, that have been birthed through the experiences that we have, that are then propagated by the stories that we tell ourselves, cause us sometimes to be so fixed in a mindset that we believe everybody else is not thinking straight and in relation to that particular thing. I'm telling you, sometimes it even becomes that you are nearly, you know, almost delusional, because you can't see, you refuse to, you know, give yourself a paradigm in which, you know, a particular thing might be successful for you, right? I wanted to just kind of set that background before going in. So I'm going to talk about something that I'd spoken about on, I put a post out on social media. And this post was basically, you know, why you believe you are not making progress versus the real reason you are actually not making progress, right? So I'm going to be stepping through some of these. So the first one is, because you are not like others. So that's the reason in your mind, that's the belief, that's everything. You've looked at what everybody else is doing and you just say to yourself, you know what? I'm just different. I'm not like Tombra. I can't do this. I can't do that. And you instantly rule yourself out without thinking. You are so fixed in that paradigm that you refuse to see anybody else's point of view, right? And the real reason in relation to that, that in this, to this particular instance, could be that it's because, you know, you're comparing yourself to others instead of starting where you are. right? So when you are comparing yourself to others, of course, you're going to see that you're not like them because we are all different, right? And most of the time, when we compare, and this is a sad little thing that we all do. Most of the times, when we choose to compare ourselves to other people, we are comparing their, as they say, our genesis to their revelation. And what that means is that, you know, they've done the work, they've put in the seed into the ground, they've sowed their time, their effort, they have really, really, really invested the time into building those capabilities that you see. And you haven't done the work, you see the end results, and you stand there and say, but I am not like that. But the truth is that you could be if you did the same thing, but it's just like the principle of the iceberg, right? All of it, and the real danger that it poses is underneath, it's submerged underneath the ground. So when you see it at the top, it looks like a little iceberg, but you don't see the effort. So the next time you feel to yourself like, you know what, it's because I'm not like another person, that's why I cannot do what they're doing. Think to yourself, what are the things that they're doing? Where can my starting point be such that I can build to where they are, right? So compare yourself to where they started rather than where they currently are. And if you do that, you will find that it gives you permission to be yourself. It gives you permission to start on that trajectory of progress, right? So that's number one. Number two is because no one is giving you a chance. You say to yourself, the reason why, Tombra, I am not making any progress. Your excuse is, no one is giving me a chance. Me, 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 me. Everybody else gets something, but I don't. Okay. So let's look at this through another lens. Could this be the reason I submit to you? Could it be that there is a fear of failure that you inherently have that stops you from putting yourself up for opportunities? When was the last time you submitted yourself to a process that could perhaps open you up to that opportunity? Or have you just zeroed yourself out? Have you disqualified yourself without trying because you believe, again, in your own excuse, aka story, aka belief, aka delusion, if I dare say, that no one will give you the chance? So when someone puts out a note and says, hey, I want, you know, I'm doing a program, right? I'm doing a program. And this is actually real. And I will stop this and just give this example because I think it will really bring this home. I'm doing a program and I want, you know, this is the cost. And you look at it and you say to yourself, hey, this is completely out of my budget, but I absolutely love what this program stands for. Absolutely love it. I think this is exactly what I need. So point in case, I've just been talking about a program I was running called called the Voyage to Growth Accountability Program, which is a 12-week curriculum to help people, you know, find their true calling, operate with diligence and focus, and just generally step into their higher selves, right? And as part of that, I put it out there to the world and I said, hey, and somebody would have looked at it and said, oh, Tomba, I would have really loved that. You know, I put the price on. So I would have really loved to do that, but it's completely out of my budget. So I can't, right? But what happens most of the time is that some people stop with that excuse, but there are some other people that push themselves out. They say, you know what? I don't fear not actually qualifying for this thing, but I will interact with what I want. When was the last time you tried to really interact with what you wanted? So as part of that, I put this note out and there were some people reached out to me, people who could afford it. Hey, I would love to enroll on the program. There were also some people who reached out to me and said, look, I can't afford this, but I absolutely love everything. I believe that this will change my life. Guess what? I actually rolled out scholarships. And who was I looking out for when I did scholarships? I was looking out for the people who were bold enough. The people who, despite not being able to afford it, they didn't let the fear of failure stop them from putting themselves out for the opportunity. Those were the people that qualified. So the next time you see an opportunity, I want you to step boldly in front of it, whether or not you feel that you qualify for it, whether or not you feel that it will be given to you, step out boldly in front of it and let the chips fall where they may. Don't let fear of failure steal from you, okay? The third one is that the third excuse, you know, you say, because, you know, I have nothing to give others. And this is a really common one. Unfortunately, people who have, you know, who suffer from low esteem, who, as a result of things that have perhaps happened in the experience, in their life experiences, they believe that they don't carry value within them. They believe that, you know, there is nothing that they have to give, you know, other people. But could the reason be, and again, this is the reason, right? All right, I've jumped into this, but could the reason be because you don't believe that what you have is valuable to give anyone else? So you could either say, I have nothing. You could either feel I have nothing, or know that you have something and consider it valuable enough to give to somebody else. Everybody, everything in life is in stages. Every single thing in life is in stages. It's like a step. It's like a cascade. It's like a ladder, right? If you imagine life as a ladder, you're on this rung, right? And you're holding on to it. Believe me, there are people ahead of you and there are people beneath you on this ladder called life. So in anything that you do, there will always be people that know more than you, have more than you. Conversely, there will be people that know less than you and have less than you. So what that means is that there will always be value in you to give to those who are coming up on the ladder. So the next time you have the same excuse, you know what? I don't have anything to give to others. I want you to challenge that thought. I want you to examine it. I want you to think in your heart and, you know, visualize this ladder that I'm speaking to you about today. This ladder that is just, you know, who is coming for behind me? Who has less than me? Look for opportunities to do something for others. And guess what? You start to build yourself. Your self-esteem starts to change because you instantly, you know, start to put yourself in service to other people. I have said this on this podcast before and I will say it again. You would only ever find purpose in the place of service. That's the only place purpose would be. So if you're sitting down and you're saying to, oh, Tombra, I don't know what my purpose is. I say to you, I submit to you. You should be serving somebody. In service, you will find purpose. Go in what feels the most natural and serve. In the direction that feels the most natural and serve somebody. Within that, you will give value. There is value that gets, you know, harnessed. That gets unearthed when you submit yourself to the process of service. I never knew I had anything to say until I started speaking. I never knew. You see, oh my gosh, Tombra, wow, your episode, I don't know what this is, what, episode 97 of the podcast, you've been doing this or you're so comfortable. Go and listen to my episode 1. Go and listen. Go and listen to the times I was having conversation. I used to have to script every single line of my podcast. Like, write down every single thing I am saying. Write down every single letter. That was where I started. But did I say because I am not, you know, speaking, I think they call it extemporaneously, like other people, you know, people who are just able to come and flex and speak with ease. Because I'm not doing that, does that mean that I have nothing to offer? No. At that level, the level that I am, there are people that can receive from me. And there were people that did and still do today who would listen and say, yes, okay. So I want you to know that whatever level that you're on, imagine it as wherever you are in life, imagine it as a ladder. There are people that are doing worse, both in understanding, both in property, both in every sphere. The people that don't have, and those are the people that you should be thinking about. What in my life can I use to serve them? Right? Okay. The next excuse, which I believe is excuse number four. You say, because I don't know what to do, Tombra. That's an excuse. Like, I'm just not making any progress because I don't know what to do. I submit to you again, and I think I've answered it before. You start with what is in front of you. Could it be that you prefer to be in this position because it's easy to use lack of clarity as an excuse instead of starting with what is in front of you? You prefer it. Could this be the real reason? And this is probably hitting at some nerves. If this is you and it's hitting you somewhere deep, I want you to know that there is a reason you are listening to this today. Whenever you get to listen to this podcast, there's a reason why you are listening to it. Are you using lack of clarity, when all is said and done, as an excuse instead of starting with what is right in front of you? There are things that you can do in your current state, but either you don't think them worthwhile enough to invest your energy in, or you just rather not. It's just easier to say, I don't know what to do. That's why I'm like this. Life is too precious. It's way too valuable for you to coast. And I hope you hear this. And I've reduced my volume so that you hear this in the solemnity that it deserves to be heard in. This is important. Life is too precious. Life is way too valuable for you to go through it insisting that you are confused when you are not. Find something to do. Find somebody on the lower rung of the ladder of life, like I spoke about, and help. You walk past people every day on the streets when you go out. There are like so many people that you can support. And I'm not talking financially, because that's the first thing people would say. Hey, but I don't have any finances. No. It could be as little as even just starting a WhatsApp group. Getting people with a core focus and say, hey, I'm just going to focus on you guys from now. This is what we're going to be talking about. Starting a study group. This is what we're going to be doing in the study group. Book club. These are the books that we're going to read. Put your energy, put your effort. And let me tell you what happens when you do that. You start to build your competence. And from competence, it leads to mastery. And what mastery effectively is being able to do something without, you know, the use of conscious resources. So like, I'm just able to speak. I'm not, you know, hyperventilating. I'm not, you know, before I wasn't at mastery. I still am not, you know. And again, it's a ladder. I'm still developing. If you come and you listen to me in 3 years' time, I won't be speaking like this. I'll probably be laughing at how I'm speaking now. But it's okay. You've got to honor your process. But mastery really is getting to that point where it's easier. It's easier to do the things that scared you before. Find groups to contribute in. Find ways. Write devotionals. Do something that gives you relevance in life. You deserve to be relevant. Okay? And then the final reason, excuse that you might be giving yourself is, hey, Tombra, I can't do that. I never win at anything. That's why I'm not making progress. Okay. All right. If you wanna fight dirty, we can do this. Gloves are off. gloves are off. I submit to you that the real reason you are not making any progress is because deep down, you're not rooting for yourself. You don't want to win. Because winning means you let go of self-pity. And for you, self-pity is validating because you are used to it. Remember what I said at the start? Change is scary for some. And could it be that for you? Changing, venturing into the unknown. Which is what is involved when you win, because you're open up onto a new dimension of yourself. It means venturing upwards, venturing in, doing more. Possibly you say to yourself, man, you know what? It's just easier for me not to do anything and just be. So listen to me loud and clear. You have to root for yourself to win. You have to have a radical desire to win in life. That has to be your highest pursuit. Tombra, but I want to win. Really? But it doesn't look like it when you say no to opportunities. It doesn't look like it. Why do you rather be, you know, in familiar terrain? It doesn't look like it when you don't believe that you have anything to give to anybody else. It doesn't look like it when you're constantly comparing yourself to what other people are doing instead of focusing on what you can do. It doesn't look like it. It's time to get on your... It's time to back yourself. It's time to back yourself. It's time to know you. It's time to know that you have what it takes. It's time to enter into the arena called life and work out. Work out your salvation. Work out your gifts. Work out your talents. Work out your purpose. Work out your service with fear and trembling. Work it out. You deserve it. Your future self is going to thank you for it. Okay? So I'm going to end it there. And I trust that you are not just listening to what I've said today, but you are also actually going to make a list, a plan, stepwise, you know, action sets of what you are going to do as a result of this. Don't let this be a message that just washes over you, fills you with emotions, and then you don't do anything about it. Listen to every single word I've said on this podcast today and make a plan for what you're going to do, so that you don't keep believing the excuses that you're telling yourself. You address the real reasons so that you can see progress. All right then. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you for joining me this week on Created for More, the podcast. Make sure you visit my website. I'm at tombra.com, where you can subscribe to the show either via iTunes or Spotify so that you never miss a show going forward. You can also follow me on social media. I'm at tombra.moswago. And if you love the show, please, please, please leave a rating on iTunes so that we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thanks for listening and see you next week. Don't forget, you are created to be more, to do more, and have more. Bye for now.